And my last question on the Rotary Club is that you've often donated as a group to non-profit organizations like Matthew's House or the Women's Society. Can you elaborate on that cooperation that you have with non-profits?
We help donate to like Matthew's House, the Hospice Society. We've also I think we've done Big Brothers in the past, Big Sisters. So we help those communities. They come to us if they have some needs. We set out a budget. We also have helped a society who's doing a bit of like dementia daycare. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a way of helping provide people who are doing good works with a little bit of funding so they can continue to do those goods.
And now, if I can, I want to ask a couple questions on insurance and
sure.
In the Fraser Valley, especially.
Yeah.
We've talked about this in the past, but have you seen the insurance business bounce back after COVID?
Well, yeah, we've seen this year's probably down a little bit. And I think with the kind of, on terms of ICBC insurance, and I think because of the kind of a high cost of fuel, I'm noticing people are insuring their toys less. We're seeing less people insuring their trailers and boats and ATVs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also because of, when you think about it, now people can travel a bit more, so they're doing more vacations instead of doing like the stay-at-home vacations.
Mm-hmm.
So we've noticed a little bit of pullback. I think the high gas prices are also affecting some type of the vehicles that people are insuring. And I think, you know, like you said, we've noticed maybe some of the kind of like recreational vehicles a little bit less.
One other thing that I've been interested in, we've seen a lot of commercials on TV now of ICBC saying you can insure your vehicles online now. How does that work?
So what they can do is they can go to the ICBC website and renew online, provide that there's no changes, and then it goes, they select a broker, so in our case it would be Mountain View Insurance, and we would review that transaction and, you know, make sure it's done properly, that, you know, we would go back if there's any questions or any suggestions. Another way you could do is that you can also do it by phone. You can phone an office like ours. We can renew it. We do kind of what they call the BCP process. And we would then email the renewal. You would sign it and email it back. And so we're seeing a lot of people take up that option. I think most people actually still prefer having us involved because we can ask the questions, make sure they have the right coverages. But it's definitely an option for people. And we probably see in our agency, probably about one action a day where people are just doing strictly online. And it's going to be interesting to see how that continues and where that all leads to.
If people want to reach out to you that are listening to this interview and do insurance or ask about the Rotary Club in more detail, what's the best way to reach you?
Probably the best way is to call us, and my number is 604-557-0255.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can email us. My email is trenton@mtnvieins.com. And they can also look up our website, and we have the links there.
One more question before I let you go on the Rotary Club. If they want to check it out before they become members, can they do that?
Oh, definitely. We are always happy to have guests. Our club, like I said, is the morning club, so we meet Wednesday mornings at 7 o'clock at Crossroads Restaurant, so we're always welcome to have guests. Or if they want, they can contact myself or other Rotarians, and they'll be happy to give them the information.
All right. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, my pleasure, Sergeant. I hope you have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley with me, Sarjeet Awal, right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.